Welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, where each week we're joined by leaders of Guaranteed Irish member businesses to chat about how they sustain jobs, communities and provenance. Supported by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.
Hello and welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast. Hi there, I'm Breed O'Connell, your host, and I'm delighted to welcome Caroline Horgan to talk to us more about her business, its objectives and contribution to local communities in its support for local Irish jobs. Caroline Horgan is the CEO and founder of Scatterbox, as we know it. And Caroline is the visionary CEO of Scatterbox because it was originally Abbeyland's Furniture out in Navan, and you have overseen a remarkable transformation of this family-run business founded in the 1950s to today. And I'm really interested to hear all about it on the podcast today, Caroline, because you're a long-time supporter and I'm a long-time supporter of you because you've really championed, you've been agile, you've moved with the business, you've been through recessions, you've been through COVID, and you've constantly changed and reformatted the business to keep it strong and keeping those jobs out there in County Meath. Well done.
Thank you very much, Breed, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here in studio, as against the last time we spoke was on Zoom, so it's great,
to see you. Yeah, thank God. Anyway, we're out of that. Caroline, talk to us about Scatterbox, because I know as a result of COVID, and of course, we're all acutely aware of our roles within the ESG space, particularly environmental, social and governance space, in terms of your business and how important it is to you and the whole overconsumption that's going on in society at the moment. Talk to me about, you're very conscious of that and you've really put that to the fore of your business at the moment. Talk to us a little bit about that and how what the role it plays for you.
Well, we have. And I mean, interiors has become a fashion business as well. Like, it was trend orientated and people are changing up their home. And in all honesty, during COVID, it was really good for us. 2021, when people were sitting at their homes and buying, they couldn't go out and buy, completely renovate their houses, but they were decorating and changing up their textiles and changing up their furniture and art and things like that. However, in terms of our social and ESG is now the buzzword. I mean, it's something that has always been at the forefront of our business in terms of like how we ethically source. But it's now become something that the consumer demands. The ever-conscious consumer is much more interested in what you are, who you are as a business. Are you supplying, are you supporting local? It's just become so important. From our journey, it's less about making for companies making profit, and it's to do with how they are supporting and supporting local jobs and interest in their community.
Yeah, and I always champion our members. Look, guys, you have to make a profit. There's no point in being in business if you're not. But it's great when you can look back over your shoulder and say, come on, I'll give you a leg up as well to the smaller business. Now, I really like that about Scatterbox because you've done that with, particularly in the arts world, which is not always lucrative. So for the creative and visual artists, and you've quite a few on the books at the moment who are creating designs for you and you're transferring them either into pieces of art or cushions or candles or whatever. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, yes, obviously digital journey. I mean, moved into textiles and because you can digitally produce beautiful hand-painted pieces of art and transfer it into textiles, that's been a huge movement towards producing quicker designs, and that's probably where this whole fashion came in very, very quickly, that you can produce lines designs on textiles. For us, we wanted to be very unique in terms of like working with a local. We have some in-house artists, we have our local artists, and we've worked together with some amazing designers to produce it onto textiles and as you say, onto art. And then to kind of give it more affordability in the home rather than I'm not taking away from an original piece of art, and that's also very, very important, but to have a piece of art that is designed by the artist and that they're happy with the quality that has been reproduced and at an affordable price.
Yeah, it's a really nice USP for the business. And I suppose in terms of your business, you've been very successful with your export market. And I know you have that brand Made with Love in Ireland, a really nice brand for your business. business. How successful has the export business been for you?
Well, I suppose for any business of wanting to export, we've been very successful here in Ireland. I mean, we're in almost all major retail stores, medium tie-in furniture stores, garden centres, and we work with hotels and contract and various and so-so. Obviously, from an export point of view, we did look to have similar customers within that in that space. I mean, I only was speaking with somebody from the export Irish Exporters Association, and they said cushions. I mean, how could you export cushions? I mean, surely they're available in those countries. But we focused on Made with Love in Ireland. In other words, how can we be different? So with the manufacturing in a lot of European countries and the bigger countries have moved to the Far East, our focus has been producing in Ireland, and that in itself has created a unique product that's really, there is very little competition in the market, especially in the European market.
So, and it's a great actual pathway for our visual artists who are creating design for us and transferring it onto your fabrics, I assume. So it's another door opening for our artists, which is really nice.
100%. I mean, obviously the Made with Love in Ireland, that actually is products that we work directly with European mills. We've built up a relationship with those mills, and they produce fabrics exclusively for us. They're very and going on the ESG journey and the sustainability of it. The fabrics are they're upholstery fabrics that we use. Like, they don't they have very much longevity with them. So we produce those in the factory, and they're handmade in the factory. However, we also produce Designed with Love in Ireland. And even that, having that tag, that means that the art is produced locally. As I said, we own the USP for it. We own the rights for that. They're produced in small quantities, so they're not produced in mass quantities. So they're quite unique. And I think there is still there's still that appetite for the product that is even designed. It's designed with love in Ireland.
So your background 50 years ago was actually Abbey Furniture in Navan. Am I right in saying that? Abbey Lands Furniture. And of course, Navan always the home of furniture making, always was known as that. And you always had the most beautiful furniture coming out of Navan pre the EEC days, of course. And things changed then as we entered a single market. But your tenacity, I suppose, kept the business going, and you kept reinventing. And that's the thing I really like about some of the members in Guaranteed Irish, their ability to be agile and to re-adapt to the market that you're in, because you have to, or you clothes shop. One of the things, I suppose, that's been really interesting for you in the furniture to soft furnishing spaces is keeping the local manufacturing, but also managing the upcycling, recycling, because of the material and the you're using. Talk to us a little bit about that and what's involved, and how do you reduce and keep as sustainable as you can in terms of your environmental demands?
Yeah, of just going on in the diversity, I suppose being a small business, like, there you have an adaptable workforce. You have capabilities of moving quicker when the when the market changes. In our case, the market had changed. There was a global import of furniture, and we were manufacturing furniture prior to this, and we were also a major supply chain of foam and fibres. So in terms of we recycle all our waste. The waste in the foam that is produced, it's recycled into crumb foam, and at the moment it's used in carpet, carpet underlay. It goes back for recycling. In terms of the fibre that is produced, we're using we're using virgin fibres, and we're using recycled fibres, and there's a huge demand for keeping that longevity within within the business.
And then in terms of the supply chain that you mentioned there, Caroline, I'm really interested. You have a pretty strong handle in all the good high-end stores across Ireland. We know that. But obviously COVID came, stores were shut, and people wanted to decorate their homes because we were bored of looking at the same four magnolia walls, and we needed something different to look at. So how How did that affect your business, and what did you do in terms of serving that need, and how did you manage that?
Well, like all businesses during the beginning of COVID, we were closed. And then in fairness to the government, they brought in the grants for going online. And so when the second phase came in 2021, as a national and international supply chain, we stayed open. We supplied that demand. But we really focused on the making our brand more aware, our consumer demand more aware. We are a B2B business, but we produced social media content. I think we've got 36,000 followers almost now today, which is quite phenomenal for a B2B business. But we keep the content lively, and it had been quite challenging.
So this was to engage with the consumer,
to engage directly with the consumer.
So are you selling direct to the consumer now?
Well, we have an outlet store, Breach, which is called scatterboxshop.ie. And it's not that there's nothing there like rejected, or it's not like the reject stores, but we would have always sold end of line or short amounts, or, you know, our market very much has been Ireland and in the UK over the last couple of years, and we had only started our export journey in 2019, and then of course COVID came, and that put paid for we're starting back on that journey again. So we have end of lines, they're perfectly beautiful, and but our stores do like to see newness coming into the stores. So we have an outlet store, and that is a B2C. We're very we initially started just because of we weren't really digitally set up to supply direct to consumer, but that we have a massive demand internationally from our product that are not available in other countries.
Isn't that fantastic? So the demand has come through your digital marketing from the consumer in other markets.
Correct.
Than Ireland. Great.
Yes.
So you're keeping the B2B happy.
We're
home
keeping the B2B
and
happy
a B2C
home.
Happy at overseas. So
correct.
It's a nice segue into your export strategy.
We have always directed consumers to their local store, and we will always continue to do that. But in terms of now digital world, it is quite important for almost all consumers to have some sort of digital presence, whether it be in their social media. But in terms of supplying to a wider market, we have opened up our site, and we are launching this weekend into European markets. That our product will now be available to supply to again. It will only start with our outlet, and that's what we are.
So it's only
towards.
So it's only available online, Sharon. I can't go to Nevin, for example, and see it. I have to go and see it online. Is it?
Well, Breed, you'd be very welcome any time to come to our factory. But no, unfortunately, we don't have a shop.
Okay. So I'm really interested then in. I'm a big believer. I love interior design. Love it. And I love what you do. So I think in terms of different festivities and different times of the year, it's a good idea to do a little change up where you can really reinvent your room, your hallway, whatever. So obviously Christmas is a big time for anybody. A couple of tips, Caroline, to decorate our homes or change it around to make it a little more festive coming up to the Christmas. What can Scatterbox bring to the table?
Well, again, the cost of living has, and you know, cost of interiors, the cost of heating is so important. We have a most amazing new throws available right to Ireland called the Flynn. They are so cozy. Definitely always have, you know, when you're coming in, instead of having to turn the heating on 24 hours or in the cold months, I think that throws are a great addition to any home, and you can have them when we have them all trend colours to match sofas. So
yeah, I love that.
You can mix that up again. I love bringing, as I call, the outdoors in. So anything to do, it's lovely to have your cushions that you only bring out once a year, and you know, they sit in your kitchen, or they're sitting on your sofas. I suppose that isn't something that we have ever got involved involved in. We are from our sustainability journey. We don't do autumn, winter, spring, summer. We're doing additions so that everything has a longevity. So bringing different colours in, like greens and reds, and the traditional greens and red, and just cozying up and with some throws and cushions, I think will make a big difference, make your life more comfortable. And in Scatterbox we have it all. So
you're Guaranteed Irish licensed now, and have been for some time. How important is the Guaranteed Irish license for your product and the sale of it, both at home and abroad?
Well, Breach, we're only members since 2018, and I honestly do not know why we weren't before that. The difference is profound. It's very hard to measure, but it just made a huge difference to our business.
Really? How? In terms of sales?
Well, yes, in terms of sales, and particularly since, as I mentioned earlier, that we went back this year to Germany, to Ambiente, where we flew the Guaranteed Irish, and obviously our Made with Love, that has been our tagline for a number of years. But you will find that when you go to trade fairs, as part of the sustainable journey and the ESG journey, bringing things back and aligning with European suppliers is so important. And a lot of the trade fairs will have Europe on, you know, made in the EU, whereas we have Made in Ireland and Guaranteed Irish. That has a huge symbol. It has a huge weight. I think that it guarantees that you are supporting local business, that you have a quality product, because you do such due diligence behind who you actually allow to carry that symbol.
That's right,
So from our point of view, we have embraced that.
That's brilliant.
And we have used it. It's really all part of our marketing. We don't give anything out. We don't send out any leaflet, any flyer without the Guaranteed logo on it.
That's brilliant. I'm delighted to hear that. I'm glad to hear it's opening doors for you abroad, because more of that to come in 2024, because Guaranteed Irish is about to travel. So we're delighted to see that in the international market. The world is our oyster, I think, Caroline. So glad to hear that. Finally, Caroline, one of the things that a lot of people are talking about at the moment is the cost of living and inflation. And obviously the first thing that goes is discretionary spending when that happens. I know that you're serve on the board of Small Firms Association at some stage as well, and you're very aware of the challenges that companies like Scatterbox face in the current landscape. Are you concerned about the discretionary spending, and is that impacting your business?
Bridge, it is impacting all businesses right throughout Ireland. I mean, small business is the backbone and the heart of every community in Ireland. I mean, there are over 300,000 small businesses in Ireland, right from micro to small business like us, and then some medium-sized businesses employing up to 50 employees. So there are a lot of regulatory changes coming on board in terms of, you know, increases in the cost of doing business in Ireland. Yeah. So Ireland globally has survived better than they have globally, and we are in this island. There's only one thing that we in a small business is a small business. Most small businesses have the opportunity of diversification and diversify. So from our point of view, obviously it's great to see the employees. There are now a lot of regulatory changes coming in and increases in wage costs. But I mean, it's extremely hard to pass that on to the customer, to our customer, to a B2B. So from our point of view, we need to actually sell more. So, and that's where our journey towards export will continue to grow. We will also diversify into new products, and we have such a diverse workforce that are willing to adapt and to grow, to change with us. So we have new product development coming on board for 2024.
looking forward to that. Any tips you can show us, tell us about, or the old top secret of the moment?
A little bit top secret. Okay. But
No, I want to take your point, because I think it's important. We're just post budget, and we know that the small to medium employer got hit with the increase in minimum wage. We welcome that for a living. But the employer, and while there were some supports put in for the small employer, or the small to medium sized employer, were they big enough to cover off the increased minimum wage and the increased PRSI, and then obviously the cost of living in terms of heating, lighting, etc.? Are they enough? Did they go far enough?
No, they didn't. I mean, look, as a business like ourselves, we have never paid the minimum wage.
Yeah.
And we've always prided ourselves to be above it. But there's been such an increase in it that there is now, it will increase pressure on other employers to increase their wage, because you don't want to be just paying just above the minimum wage.
Yeah.
But there also is auto enrolment, and there is statutory sick pay. Again, all very, very welcome for the employee, and it's great to see it, but it does put pressure on small businesses, and you can see less businesses. So I do think that we have full employment here in Ireland, but it will become more difficult now. Employers will actually have less people, and it'll put more pressure on the existing employees.
So what's the solution, Caroline? Because you're in the thick of it there, and in terms of keeping floating, it's very difficult to see how the employer, the middle-sized employer, is going to keep floating, keep supporting those employees. And the employees, of course, are blinded by the glamour of the bigger, I suppose, multinationals coming into the country, who give them a free banana for lunch, and they feel that that's a great idea. But the reality is, it puts you under pressure. What is the solution, do you think?
Well, there is a raft of changes being made in the government at the moment. They don't go far enough. I know, while we do feel that there should be some reduction in PRSI, employers' PRSI, and more support for small businesses. And while we welcome the changes, and I mean, as I said, we are all aiming towards a living wage. And but, you know, we also need to be competitive. I just think that some of the changes are coming in very fast and very, very quickly. So, it's very hard to have an actual solution apart from looking at reducing your costs and being as efficient as you can within the business. But it will be challenging.
Okay, so there were supports brought out for the government, but the message to ministers, both finance and enterprise, is to support the small to medium-sized business out there, who is the backbone of the country, as Caroline said, and employing all those people across the country. So maybe quicker, faster supports to keep them in line with their own duties and their ability to survive. So thank you, Caroline, for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you, Breach.
So Caroline Horgan from Scatterbox, which was Abbeyland's Furniture back in the day, CEO and founder now of Scatterbox. Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been an inspiration, and continued success as you focus and grow your business into new markets, both at home and abroad.
Thank you so much, Breach. Thank you for the opportunity.
So please like, share and follow and review this programme if you found it interesting on the platform you're listening to your podcast right now. This helps share and support the idea of supporting other businesses here in Ireland. And remember, those businesses that are part of Guaranteed Irish support jobs, community and our economy here. If you feel that your business can benefit from networking with like-minded businesses here in Ireland, contact guaranteedirish.ie for more information. In the meantime, take care, enjoy the rest of the week, and as you go, remember to look out for the G.
The Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, sponsored by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.